before it wrecked.
But did it stay? Did it leave the track?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Now, how many cars were? What?
Well, there's four or five ore cars. And three or four load cars in front. It just had 8 or 10 cars.
Mm-hmm. And the whole.
How they got loose in the engine, I'll never know.
Everything but the engine. The engine stayed in the.
No, the engine wrecked too. It all wrecked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There was three wrecks on that over there, about the same place. Run away off that. That was a steep hill, about a 14 or 15% grade. That was 15 feet drop to each 100 feet, and that's pretty steep for a railroad.
Now, were most of those coming down? Is that when they had
that? Yeah, that's right.
That's when they had the wreck.
Yeah.
And were there any people? You said a man broke his leg. Anybody else more seriously hurt?
No, he was the only man got hurt.
Now the train. The trains from Damascus, like the passenger train from Damascus to Mountain City, were there any wrecks on that line?
There certainly was. They had a bad wreck down here in the Laurel. The water was up, and the thing wrecked off right into the river. And some of the, well, even the conductor, he washed way down the river before he ever got out of the water and onto the bank. Had a bad wreck. It didn't hurt anybody though.
And then with the train fall into the train
well,
went right into
part
the
of it. Yeah. The coach.
Mm-hmm. Now what did the engine? What happened to the engine?
Well, I believe that the engine. I think it probably got across. I don't the engine. I'm pretty sure it did wreck. It's just the car wrecked.
What's the very worst wreck you can remember? Maybe not near so necessarily so nearby, but what was the most famous train wreck in up in this area, or even in Virginia around here?
Well, I don't think there's been any wrecks that you could call famous anything. Mm-hmm.
Like the old 97, that was.
Yeah.
That was quite a way from.
I saw one. There's a wreck over here at Green Cove. That was just in Virginia over here, where one of those big engines went off into the ditch. Well, it went plumb down into the creek, way down. And it was on Sunday, we came from the logging camp to watch them get that thing out of there. That was quite a sight to see them lift that engine out of there. It was the derricks.
Uh-huh.
But just the engine went off.
Uh-huh. Well, how many derricks did they have to use?
Well, I think just one.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was a pretty good size one.
That's right. It had to be.
Yeah. It lifted right up and they just
lifted right out of there.
Put it up back on the track. Yeah. And they got going. I thought that they probably had a lot of trouble with the, I imagine in these mountains that there'd be an awful lot of.
Well, the engine was off, the cars would wreck, and the engine would wreck quite often, but not bad.
Mm-hmm. But it was were these usually from carelessness, you think, or from or just?
Well, just bad track, bad railroad.
What line was that?
Laurel Railway was this year was come up to Mountain City.
Is that a privately owned?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the one from Damascus to Shady?
Well. Now, who owned that line? I'm just not sure whether the log of the company operated the sawmills or whether the railroad company did. I'm not sure about that.
The mill was in Damascus. Right?
Yeah. No, they had a band mill in Shady Valley.
Uh-huh. What kind of a mill?
A band mill.
Yeah. Now what did they do there?
Well, that a band mill is where your saw runs on two pulleys.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a Well, it's just like a belter running on two pulleys.
Uh-huh.
The saw runs on pulleys.
Mm-hmm.
And